Junior Ashley Hackert is working with two other classmates, cutting metal for the flashing to go along the bottom edge of the townhome.
I've gone to Chicago my past two spring breaks to work on two different builds, and then this year we decided to come to Montana instead, so, yeah.
Hackert is part of a group of college students from the University of Wisconsin-Stout, spending their spring break working for Habitat for Humanity in Columbia Falls. Sophomore Jade Judas says before this, she had never been west of Wisconsin and never built anything.
Definitely gonna stick with it. It's a lot of fun. It really gets to help you not just like know other people, but I've definitely learned from this too. So,
Judas is majoring in hospitality. This type of work falls way outside her normal frame of study. Senior Jimmy Soderberg is a construction management major at Wisconsin.
I like this kind of work. I mean, it may sound crazy, but it is kind of vacation for me, too. So I like getting out and working with my hands, doing all sorts of construction. So, I mean, there's something to say for going down to the beach or PCV or something, but I just as much rather be here. So,
Soderberg says his post-graduation goal is to be a site superintendent, coordinating day-to-day operations on a construction site.
I've been involved in Habitat for a couple of years. It's nice that it's a resume boost, but it's also nice to get out here. I mean, it's fun to do trips. We did a trip. We don't come out here, and then we did one down to Chicago last year. So they're fun. They're cheap trips, so what better way to spend a spring break than helping somebody out? So,
this group from Wisconsin is here until the end of the week. Habitat hosted another group of spring breakers last week and will host one more next week. Habitat's usual volunteer days are Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Construction site supervisor Steve Tartolino says the extra hands are helping push the completion date up.
I think it's an incredible thing that young students nowadays would give up a spring break vacation and come out and work to, well, for all practical purposes, to help strangers.
Tartolino says another group of young volunteers have also been a huge help with this project. 9 weeks ago, a group of 8 volunteers came as part of AmeriCorps National Civilian Community Corps. 18-year-old Tessa Kremer joined the Corps after graduating high school in Massachusetts.
Yeah, when we got here, it was actually foundation, and we built this entire house pretty much.
Now, the townhouse has windows installed, volunteers are finishing out the roof, and nailing the blue styrofoam insulation into place. Kremer says she, like many other Habitat volunteers, didn't have any construction experience before arriving, and has increased her vocabulary, among other skills.
Stringers, which is the things you put under the stairs when you build them. You got your 8-penny nails, your 12-penny nails, ring shank nails. I didn't know any types of wood before. Got your 1x4, your 2x4s, and your 1x6s and 2x6s. And I don't actually mean 1x6. It's really 3/4 by 5.5. Interesting.
Kremer is 5 months into the 10-month program. Team leader Morgan Becker says they work projects that focus on disaster services, economic opportunity, education, environmental stewardship, healthy futures, and services for veterans and military families. The Corps is done in Columbia Falls this week. Becker says seeing the new groups come in remind her of where she was when she first got to the worksite.
But getting to see these guys come and work and be unfamiliar with the project or, you know, be amazed at how much is done has, like, really been cool because we've been able to recognize, you know, their, like, some of their skills or whatever in ourselves and, like, see how much we've grown, you know, and be able to say, like, yeah, we built all this. Like, we put in those windows and, like, we sheeted this roof and it's really, really rewarding.
This neighborhood is filling up. The house under construction sits at the end of a one-way street. When this townhome is finished, it will belong to 2 more families. The whole block has been a Habitat for Humanity project for the past few years. 16 families will own their first homes when it's completed. Habitat has 6 down, 2 more townhouses to go. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.